on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a stab for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you as we bring you game number 6, the series finale between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Green Jackets come in 50-56 on the year. The Salem Red Sox on the other side, a couple of games behind that, 48-56 on the year. And Augusta, in a tied series last night, came away with a very, very big win. 8-7, the final score a night ago here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Green Jackets were able to survive a little bit of a scare. A late push from the Red Sox in the 9th inning. They scored 4 runs, couldn't score a 5th to tie the ball game up. And the Green Jackets took a 3-2 series lead. But we reset, and both teams throwing some very good arms on the hill this afternoon. 3:05 first pitch, so we're just moments away from first pitch here in Salem. Let's go ahead and take you through the starting lineups. First for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets. Back in the order this afternoon after a rest night last night, Ambioris Tavares, the shortstop at the top of the order, followed up by Cam McGee, the designated hitter. E.J. Exposito will play third base and bat third. Batting cleanup, Will Verdung playing second. P.O. Boucher stays in the lineup this afternoon. He'll bat fifth in left field. Jace Grady plays right field today, batting sixth. Cade Kern out in center field, the former Ohio State Buckeye, bats seventh. Batting eighth, Jose DeLeone will play at first base. And rounding out the batting order, the catcher behind home plate, Nick Clarno. Making his walk up to the right-handed batter's box is Ambioris Tavares. Off of a night of rest, Tavares has been solid so far throughout this series for the Green Jackets. No night was bigger than his night 2 nights ago. It was a 9-8 Salem win, but Tavares did all he could to keep his team in it. A walk where he ended up scoring and a massive RBI single in the 7th inning. So Tavares takes a couple of practice hacks before being ready to dig on in. Liam Carroll having one final conversation with William Ward behind home plate, and as a broadcaster, I'm hoping that does not mean that there is a late substitution of any kind. It does not appear so on first glance out to the defensive field for the Red Sox as Tavares digs on in. On the hill for the Red Sox, Jedickson Paez. He kicks, deals first pitch on the way. It is waved on and missed. 91 on a fastball inside that missed the zone. Tavares misses on it, and it's nothing and one. First pitch a minute late at 3:06 p.m. on a absolutely beautiful afternoon for baseball. The 0-1 taken downstairs on a fastball, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Red Sox batting order brought to you by Carilion Clinic. Top of the order, Gilberto Jimenez. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike. A fastball paints the outside corner beautifully, and it's 1-2. He'll play center field today, followed up by Mikey Romero, the designated hitter for the Sox. Alexis Hernandez plays right, bats third. Here's the 1-2 to Tavares. Wave and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball right over the heart of the plate. And there is one down here in the top of the first. You know, Jedickson Paez looked at as kind of the second ace for the Red Sox, but not typically a strikeout type of a pitcher. Very much so a pitch-to-contact kind of day, kind of guy, I should say. He does it very, very well, but for him to start with a strikeout is an oddity. Here's Cam McGee, the first pitch, and the lefty looks a fastball away, and the count now 1-0. Cam McGee, the designated hitter this afternoon. He led off last night, played short. 1-0 on the way. He takes a called strike that was well below the zone. A really good frame job by Anderso Lida because that slider missed completely, and it's called a strike 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Up over Paez. It's backhanded glove by Ravello. He fires the first in time. 4-3 put out for the second out here in the top of the first. Ravello makes the play at second base. Here's E.J. Exposito, the third baseman. Last night, it was great pitching for the Red Sox early on in the ball game. First six batters faced by Christian Nunez in his single-A debut. He sat him down 1-2-3 in the first and second inning. First pitch to Exposito. He swings and laces a ball for a base hit into left field. Exposito stops at first, and it's a two-out single for the Augusta Green Jackets. Well, retired him 1-2-3 last night. Not the case here. Two-out knock for E.J. Exposito sets the table for Will Verdung, the second baseman, former JUCO product. Verdung was in the order last night. Here's the first pitch. He swings, laces a ball high into the air, up over the head of Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop, another base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Green Jackets here in the top of the first with two gone. And that's right where Will Verdung really had left off, not last night. Did strike out twice last night, walked, ended up scoring in the seventh. But every other game in this series, he's been strong. A base hit and a stolen bag two nights ago. Here's P.O. Boucher. Righty on lefty, first pitch on the way. He swings, fouls a ball back into the crowd, and the count now nothing and one. Just got a chunk of a slider out of the zone. Yeah, and the night before that, Will Verdung had two base hits. Pair of singles in the second and the sixth. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, the French-Canadian, in the left-handed batter's box. Runners on first and second, two gone. The 0-1. He cranks a ball right back up the middle on a line drive. Rounding third and coming home is Exposito. The throw home in time, but Lita couldn't make the pickup, and the tag was applied without a ball. So a run scores as Exposito dives into home plate. It's 1-0 Augusta, and the runners advance on top of it after the throw home. So Will Verdung makes it all the way to third base. P.O. Boucher does have that RBI single, and after the throw, he advanced to second. Boy, great throw from Gilberto Jimenez in center field, and doing his best Justin Singarcia impression. Lita couldn't make the play. Second and third, two gone for Jace Grady. Another lefty for the Green Jackets. First pitch. Misses downstairs. Ball in the dirt on a breaking ball. The count now 1-0 for the 172 hitting Jace Grady playing out in right this afternoon. He had a great defensive play yesterday with a throw to the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He cranks a ball foul down the right field line, and the count evens up at 1-1. Yesterday, Grady ended up going 1-for-3 with a walk. He had a base hit in the eighth, stole the bag, and, I mean, he was part of that walk onslaught in which the Green Jackets walked four batters in a row in the seventh inning en route to scoring five runs on just two hits. That's when the game really fell apart for the Sox. Here's the 1-1. He looks at a strike, 85 on a slider at the knees, and it's 1-2 for Jace Grady. 1-0 your score. Augusta leads here in the top of the first. Second and third occupied for the Green Jackets, two gone. Paez deals the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Ring him up on a breaking ball that clips the outside portion of the zone. It's the second strikeout for Jedickson Paez. Three hits, score a run here in the top of the first for the Green Jackets. They have a 1-0 lead. We go to the home half of the first, back in a jiff here in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Absolutely beautiful Sunday matinee here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. High temperatures, about 90 degrees at first pitch here in Salem. Couple of clouds, decent crowd on hand for this series finale between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. Giovanni Heater with you, been with you all week long. Been with you for the last 3 weeks. Boy, it's been so much fun here. Red Sox baseball, nothing better. 1-0 your score. The Green Jackets lead it after a half inning of play. They did so on three hits, three singles. Exposito, Verdung, and Boucher went back-to-back-to-back in the first. Kind of carving up on Jedickson Paez, a rarity. He's been so good for the Red Sox as of late. And now we'll see if the Red Sox bats have some magic in them to start out this Sunday afternoon. Lucas Braun, the right-handed pitcher on the hill for the Green Jackets. He delivers the first pitch, and it misses down and in on a fastball to Gilberto Jimenez. It's 1-0. Braun, in just his second outing at the single-A level, made his debut on August 2nd. Here's the 1-0. Cranked right back up the middle. Boy, this hit off of Brown. It careens over to Tavares, the shortstop. Throw to first, not in time. It's going to be an infield single for Gilberto Jimenez, and Braun took that thing right off the foot like a champ. Training staff coming out just to check him out. He seems to be A-OK. And, boy, on the second pitch you throw here in your second single-A outing, that is just a tough way to start. Credit to Tavares to able to grab that ball as it hit off his pitcher's foot and play it on a hop and toss it to first. It wasn't in time. Nevertheless, Braun taking a couple of kicks here on the rubber, just being examined, kind of literally showing that he can do this thing, and they're going to have him take a couple of practice throws. He kicks, delivers. First practice throw looked completely routine from my eyes up here in the press box high above Carilion Clinic Field, but who am I? He gives the thumbs up, and the training staff is off the field. Looks like Lucas Braun will stay in this ballgame. He gives up a base hit to lead things off. Gilberto Jimenez with an early knock. And here's Mikey Romero, the San Diego, California native. First-round draft pick of the Red Sox a year ago. Big spot for Mikey here with a runner on first early on in this ballgame. DH this afternoon. First pitch, runner goes from first. Mikey lifts it high into the air, out into shallow left field. Boucher giving chase in foul territory, raises his left arm up into the air to make the catch. About 5 feet across the white line down the left field line, and there's one gone as Jimenez retreats back to first here in the bottom of the first. Mikey just kind of unlucky lately. I mean, he's had some big hits, don't get me wrong. Did go 0-for-5 yesterday with an RBI ground out. But he's had so many well-hit balls that go right to a defender. Got a little bit under that one that time. Here's Alexis Hernandez digging in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Braun. Taken right over the heart of the plate, breaking balls in there for a called strike. Runner on first is Jimenez with his hit, the 0-1. And Hernandez leans away from a breaking ball way high in it, almost got tattooed by Braun, and the count now 1-1. Alexis was the hero earlier this week, had the walk-off line drive into left field that scored Cutter Coffee on Tuesday. Runner goes from first, 1-1, called a strike. Throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base for Gilberto Jimenez, and the Sox have a runner in scoring position. 1-0 Augusta leads. Three base hits on a run in the first for the Green Jackets. Red Sox looking to respond here in the bottom of the first as Hernandez calls time, steps on out. Jostingson Garcia out of the lineup tonight, and you have to think that a little bit of added pressure on Alexis without Jostingson batting right behind him today. Here's the 1-2. He swings, lifts it high into the air out into shallow right field. Grady has a read, ranges to his right, makes the catch. Jimenez tags up from second, throw to third, not nearly in time. And Gilberto is advanced just 90 feet away from tying this ball game on a fly out to right from Alexis Hernandez. Brings up the switch hitting Luis Ravello, batting cleanup for the Red Sox today. Already in on the defensive action, had a 4-3 put out in the top of the inning. Kind of was woken up right away. See if the bat comes around today. Facing a right-handed pitcher, the switch hitter, batting lefty this afternoon. First pitch on the way. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and in. The count is nothing and one. For the 218 hitting Luis Ravello, 37 RBIs. He is second on this Salem Red Sox roster. The 0-1 misses high and in on a fastball at 93. And the count now a ball and a strike. Looking for number 38 to tie the game with Jimenez on third. Two gone and a 1-1 count for Ravello here in the bottom of the first. Braun kicks and deals the 1-1. Misses down and away on a slider. And the count now 2-1 for Ravello. Luis, featured in the lineup, batting fifth yesterday, had a single, went 1-for-3. 2-1 pitch. He laces it foul down the right field line towards the Green Jacket dugout. And the count evens up at 2-2. Luckily, the Saturday night guy for the Salem Sox. And with Christian Nunez in the pitching order, making his single-A debut last night, getting an opportunity in the starting rotation, it kind of pushed Paez to Sunday. Noah Dean kicked out of the rotation. He'll be the first out of the pen. Here's Cade Kern, first pitch. And he takes a breaking ball inside. The count now 1-0. Cade Kern, 18th round draft pick out of Ohio State. Former Buckeye. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He looks at a strike this time. It's a slider that rips through back into the zone, and the count evened up at 1-1. Kern has been all week long a bottom-of-the-order type of guy. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings, lifts it into the air, out into right field. Hernandez chases ahead. It drops right in front of his scooping glove for a leadoff base hit. Hernandez almost got to that baseball, was just about a half a step shy. And it's a leadoff knock for Cade Kern and the Green Jackets. They had three hits in the first inning. Scored a run, giving them this 1-0 lead. They went back to back to back. 3-4-5 in the order. Exposito, Verdung, and Boucher all with hits. Here's Jose DeLeone, the lefty. Four of the nine are lefties in this lineup today for the Green Jackets. First pitch. He swings, lifts a ball down the left field line. It tails foul into the seats. Count nothing and one. Just got a piece of a slider that was low and out of the zone. DeLeone bats eighth. After him, Nick Clarno, the catcher, ninth. Top of the order, Ambioris Tavares would be up for the second time today. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him with a slider that was high and out of the zone. And the count nothing and two. And we are seeing untouchable pitching from Jedickson Paez. I mean, they're getting hits, don't get me wrong, but rarely do you see guys miss out of the zone on Paez. Really a pound-the-zone kind of a pitcher that gets guys out via contact. The 0-2. Here's a drive out into deep right field. Hernandez going back to the track. It is off the wall. Hernandez plays it off the wall. Kern pumps the brakes at third, and it's a double for Jose DeLeone. And for the second time in this very early Sunday matinee, the Augusta Green Jackets have back-to-back hits. So Cade Kern stops at third. It's a double for DeLeone. We go to the nine hole. Nick Clarno, and it's just kind of looking like batting practice right now for the Augusta Green Jackets. That now their fifth hit of the day. There's still nobody out in the top of the second inning. A 1-0 lead for Augusta, looking to add more. First pitch to Clarno. Misses inside. 78 on a breaking ball. The count 1-0. Clarno batting just 154 on the young season. One of those guys, some come up here and adjust right away. He's been a little bit slower. Here's the 1-0. Misses down and away on a slider. The count two balls. No strikes for Clarno. Was not in the lineup last night. Was featured two nights ago. He ended up going 0-4. Second and third for the Green Jackets. Nobody out. 2-0 pitch. Looked at a strike. 89 on a fastball. Count now 2-1. And Paez really tops out about 91 on the fastball. So 89 for him is more of a fastball. For some, that's a changeup, but it doesn't move much. That's more of his fastball. 2-1 to Clarno. Swings, chops it on the ground. Backhanded glove by James at third. Fired a first in time. It brings in a run. Throw to third goes completely errant. And now, taking off is De Leone. He's going to score. So it scores two. An error against the Red Sox first baseman, Albert Feliz. Really was no need to even deliver the ball to third. De Leone was going to be there on an advancement pretty much regardless. So Kern comes in to score. De Leone comes in to score. It is an RBI ground out for Nick Clarno. Three nothing, Augusta leads. Here's the first pitch to Tavares, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball in the dirt. Count nothing and one. Back to the top of the order for Augusta. Ambioris Tavares struck out his first time up. A one pitch. Looks at a breaking ball in the dirt off the glove of Lita, and the count 1-1. You know, that was kind of a problem yesterday, was so many drops by the catchers yesterday for the Red Sox. Mexicano caught yesterday for the first time in the second half of the season. Really was kind of transitioned to an infield defender. Here's the 1-1. Misses inside on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike for Tavares. And you've seen Lira doing that a couple of times here early on in the afternoon. 2-1 pitch. Misses down and away on a breaking ball. Three balls and a strike for Tavares. And this is not the Jedickson Paez we are used to. Really, like I had mentioned, was the second ace of the Red Sox. He kicks, deals the 3-1. Misses downstairs, ball four, five-pitch walk for Tavares. And that's something he does very, very well. Walks better than anybody else on the Green Jackets roster. Nevertheless, he takes first. Still only one gone here in the top of the second inning. Augusta has already scored two. They lead it 3-0. Brings up Cam McGee for the second time tonight. Radeon lefty matchup, runner on first. The pitch. He cranks one right back up the middle, through for a base hit. Tavares rounding second, heading for third. He'll be in there safely. Throw in, cut off by Luis Ravello. Runners on the corners. It's hit number six on the day for the Green Jackets. EJ Exposito got the hit train going back in the first. He ripped a single. Verdung followed him up. Boucher with one of his own. It was three in a row back in the first. Can Exposito ignite that fire again? He's got runners on the corners. 50 RBIs on the year for Exposito. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Foul tips one back to the backstop on a slider. Nothing and one. And to put that in perspective, Lionel James has 39 for the Red Sox, and he's the team leader with 39 runs batted in. EJ has 11 more than Lionel, and he's not even the leader for the Green Jackets. The best is 52. Pick off over to first. And in there safely is Cam McGee. First and third occupied for Augusta. 3-0, they lead it. 0-1 the count for EJ Exposito. Paez nods. He delivers. 0-1. Breaking ball misses just outside, and the count 1-1. Exposito also has 7 home runs on the year, which is more than anybody on the Red Sox. Cutter Coffey just elevated to Greenville after Tuesday night, had the most with 6. 1-1 pitch. He chops it foul as it trickles across the left field line, literally about 4 feet away from home plate. And Anderso Lira just patient to watch that thing cross over the line. Smart play. It's 1-2. Exposito batted second yesterday, and he's the one that really cracked the game wide open in the ninth inning. At the time, it looked like insurance, and it ended up being the savior. had a two-run moonshot over the left field fence, and no doubter off the bat in the ninth. And they ended up winning the ball game 8-7 after four runs in the bottom of the inning from the Red Sox. So it really ended up winning the thing. Runner goes from first. Paez didn't even see it. He turns, throws to second. We got a pickle. Throw home, and they got Tavares at home. So safe at second is McGee. They tried the double steal. Really, it looked like McGee left too early, and the Red Sox were able to read it. Good heads-up play by Jedickson Paez to pick up the second out here in the top of the second on a delivery home. McGee is at second. He'll get credited with the stolen base. Tavares thrown out at the plate. And Exposito faces a 1-2 count with a runner in scoring position. The righty brings home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider low and away out of the zone. And Jedickson Paez works out of the jam. Still two scored, though, in the top of the second by Augusta. They lead it 3-0, out-hitting the Red Sox 6-1. We go to the home half of the second after this in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Sunday matinee here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Augusta Green Jackets lead it 3-0 as we go to the home half of the second. 5-6-7 due up in the Red Sox batting order presented by Carilion Clinic. Ender Solita, Lionel James, and Marvin Alcantara due up for the Red Sox. Still Lucas Braun on the hill, the right-handed pitcher out of CSU Northbridge. Selected by the Atlanta Braves in the sixth round of this 2023 draft, pitching just his second game at the single-A level. Braun was a two-time All-Big West second-team selection in both 2022 and this past collegiate season in 2023. He was the Matadors' Friday night starter, which is, you know, if you know college baseball, such an important way to start the series off right on a Friday night. First pitch to Lira. He swings, lifts a ball high into the air, out into center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Kern underneath it for the first out. So Enderso Lira with some excitement, a loud crack off the bat, but on just one pitch, he's sat down on a fly out to center field. This brings up Lionel James, the third baseman who missed the first three games of this series, was hit by a pitch on the hand against the Fredericksburg Nationals on the road on Sunday, caused him to miss three games, exit that game, first pitch, called a strike on the inside corner, fastball finds it, nothing and one. And, you know, so relieved to have him back, such an important bat for the Red Sox, a great defender as well, the 0-1. Called a strike on the inside corner, fastball once again, and it's nothing and two. James batting 248, leads the team in RBIs with 39. 0-2 pitch. He swings, chops it foul, back behind home plate, stays alive at 0-2, and he had to chase a breaking ball. When you see a guy get hit on the hand with a fastball, you almost think the worst, and I think that's what everyone was thinking on Sunday, the 0-2. Here's a swing and a line drive into the belly of Verdung on a one-hopper. He tosses to first in time for out number two. Boy, James hit that thing. 92 off the bat, which isn't crazy, crazy exit velocity, but Verdung had to play it on a one-hopper right into his gut. Ended up making the play. 4-3 put out, sits down Lionel James. Here's Marvin Alcantara in Salem for the first week of his single-A career. First pitch. Misses high on a fastball out of the zone, 1-0. Alcantara has yet to pick up a hit with the Salem Red Sox this year. Debuted on Tuesday. Here's the 1-0. He swings, lifts a ball high out in a shallow center. Going back, Verdung, the second baseman, collides with Tavares, the shortstop, but he makes the catch for out number three. Red Sox retired 1-2-3. We go to the top of the second. The Augusta Green Jackets still hanging on to a 3-0 lead. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Jedickson Paez stays on the hill for the Red Sox, entering now his third inning of work. We go to the top of the third. 3-0, the Augusta Green Jackets lead it over the Salem Red Sox. They've done so with 6 hits, all of them singles except a double from Jose De Leone in the second inning. Jedickson Paez just hasn't really had the stuff that we're used to seeing him throw so far today. He's been so good for the Red Sox as of late. Matter of fact, at Fredericksburg, back on the 5th last week, went 6 complete innings, gave up just 2 hits, a walk, and again, 1 strikeout in 6 innings. Really a contact pitcher. The contact has been there, but it's found the outfield grass today for the Green Jackets. Here's Will Verdung, the first pitch. He chops one foul down the left field line. Got a piece of a slider low in the zone, and the count is 0-1. Verdung, a base hit to start his day. It was back in the first inning. Went 0-4 with a walk yesterday. The 0-1 is chopped down the left field line. Foul once again. This time stayed a little bit closer to the line, but continued to cross. And the count 0-2 for the 250 hitter. Will Verdung, the only junior college product out of the draft this past year for the Braves, the 0-2. He lifts a ball out into center field. Underneath it is Jimenez. Ranges to his left, raises his left arm into the air for the first out. Fly out to center field for Will Verdung. Brings up P.O. Boucher. RBI single for him back in the first. It gave Augusta their only run of the first inning. They scored 2 more in the second. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, one of the best names that we have seen all season. First pitch to the lefty. He takes a pitch right off the knee, a hit-by-pitch. Breaking ball just too far inside. Almost looked like he kind of leaned towards the ball. Nevertheless, he's going to have first base here as he takes off his shin guard, points to the dugout and says, yeah, he got me on the knee. Points to his knee. And he takes first. He'll be held on by Albert Feliz, who makes the move closer to the bag, right in front of the bag. Here's Jace Grady. 0-1 today is Grady, one of the hitless Green Jackets. Righty on lefty once again. Paez delivers the pitch. Swinging a chopper. Slipping is Luis Ravello, the shortstop, and it gets through for a hit. Now taking off for third is Boucher. He'll be there. Boy, that's so unfortunate. Luis Ravello had a routine ground ball at short. He lost his footing, and it gets through for a hit. 7th hit for the Augusta Green Jackets. It also puts P.O. Boucher on third base, which is an even bigger problem. That could not be on more unfortunate for the Red Sox. You have a great infield defender there, and he just slipped, plain and simple. It happens. What are you going to do? Here's Cade Kern. Had a knock in the second, ended up scoring. Righty on righty. First pitch. He swings, lifts a ball foul down the right field line. Nothing and one. Runners on the corners for Augusta, wearing their all-gray uniforms today. They've only switched it up once this week. Wore a military jersey on Thursday. Back with the all-grays today with the black caps. Red Sox wearing their red jerseys, navy caps, and white pants. Paez, he kicks. And he picks off to first instead. It gets away off the glove of Albert Feliz. Brings in a run. Boucher scores. Into second is Jace Grady. That's error number two on the day for the Red Sox. Both of which were throwing errors. One to third base that got away from Lionel James. From Albert Feliz. This time it's a pickoff attempt to Feliz that gets away over the wall down the right field line, and it scores a run. It's 4-0 Green Jackets. Now there's a runner on second with an 0-1 count. The pitch, he cranks it right to the shortstop. Alcantara gloves, fires to first, and they got him. Staying at second base is Jace Grady. 4-0 Augusta leads. Second out here in the top of the third. Errors have been a problem for the Red Sox in this series. Four of them last night. Two of them two nights ago. Now two already today in the third. Here's Jose DeLeone. Has a runner in scoring position on second. The righty deals. Misses downstairs with a breaking ball. 1-0. DeLeone, another guy who's 1-for-1 today. He has the only extra base hit. Cranked a double in the second. Paez with a glance to second. Winds and fires the 1-0. Misses down and away on a breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes for DeLeone. Jose has kind of played everywhere in the infield. Playing at first today, played at third earlier this week, once at second. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. Makes the count, two balls and a strike. Seven hits for Augusta, one for the Red Sox. And it is piping hot out there. Sweat dripping off of every player. 90-degree temperatures here in mid-August in Salem. The 2-1. Check swing. Pitch misses just outside on a fastball. Three balls and a strike for Jose DeLeone. On deck, Nick Clarno, the nine-hole hitter. One of the only guys hitless so far today. Does have an RBI, though, with a ground out in the second. 3-1. Swing and a chopper foul down the left field line. Three balls, two strikes. Count worked full here. Paez chases back into it. Runner on second is Jace Grady after his base hit. Found second. The advancement was on the error, the throwing error, on a pickoff attempt over to first. Paez brings home the payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper foul down the right field line. Got a piece of a slider low in the zone. And alive at 3-2 is Jose DeLeone. Augusta almost seems like they've improved throughout the week. Coming into the series, the worst strikeout team in the Carolina League. They struck out more than anybody. Yordani Monegro dealt them 11 in five innings, 13 total out of the Red Sox in that game. Not today, the 3-2. Called strike three. There it is. Breaking ball falls into the zone, and it ends the inning, stranding a runner on second. However, the Green Jackets do get one in the top of the third. They hold a 4-0 lead. We go to the home half after this in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E.T. Home Phone.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. It's a 4-0 Augusta Green Jacket lead as they almost feel well on their way to winning their first series since the month of May. Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1 here in the bottom of the third. Albertson Asihen digs on in for the Red Sox. He'll be followed up by Albert Feliz and Gilberto Jimenez. Lucas Braun remains on the hill for his third inning for the Green Jackets. The righty out of CSU Northridge deals the first pitch. Swung on, lifted foul, way foul down the right field line. Escapes all the way out into the parking lot. A well-hit ball, 94 off the bat, but poked the other way too late for Albertson Asihen. And it's nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Check swing and appeal, and they'll say he went around on a fastball high in the zone, and the count is nothing and two. Travis Brewer in the field, William Ward behind home plate today. 0-2 to Asihen. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. Three pitches is all it takes to sit down Asihen. We go to the nine-hole hitting Albert Feliz. Lucas Braun looks pretty strong, I will say, in his second start here at the single-A level. Man that spent the shortened season in 2020 and 2021 at the University of San Diego. First pitch to Big Al is called a strike on a breaking ball on the outside corner, nothing and one. Kind of just didn't have the role he wanted to at the University of San Diego, only made 13 appearances, the 0-1. Misses high and away on a fastball, 1-1. So decided best thing for him would be to make that transfer. Worked out really, really well. All Big West, second team in 2022 and in 2023. 1-1 to Feliz. Down and away on a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Feliz has had a pretty good series for the Red Sox. Did have a double yesterday in the ninth. That was massive. Red Sox scored four, came up just shy of the comeback in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1 pitch. He chops it foul down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes for Big Al. Did, however, go 0-for-3 the night before in a 3-1 Augusta win in a pitcher's duel. But had a two-run bomb in the bottom of the eighth in the 9-8 Salem win on Thursday. Also had a double in that ball game. 2-2. Takes a pitch downstairs. Breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. A full count for Albert Feliz. That two-run shot really is what keeps this series intact. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider right over the middle of the plate. And there's two gone here in the bottom of the third. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Lucas Braun. That's strikeout number three on the day for him. Top of the order for Gilberto Jimenez. The only Red Sox with a hit today. Had a knock to lead things off in the first. Stole a base to take second, ended up at third where he was stranded. First pitch to the power hitter. He lifts a ball high out into shallow center. Cade Kern has a read to his right, and he makes the pinch for out number three. First pitch to Jimenez, first pitch flyout. We've seen that a handful of times for Red Sox batters early on today. We go to the top of the fourth. Augusta leads it 4-0. They look for more. Back after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
A fantastic afternoon for baseball to end this series here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Augusta Green Jackets with a 4-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined once again for the second day in a row by Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Yesterday was a lot of fun chatting with you. Looking forward to having you on again today.
I appreciate it. Love coming up here. As we said yesterday, we just love coming to Salem. This is a great environment, great ball stadium. It's pretty good baseball as well, or at least for some pretty exciting baseball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jedickson Paez remains on the hill for the Red Sox going into his fourth inning. Hasn't been the stuff that we are used to seeing him have. Nevertheless, still fighting in there. Nick Clarno steps in for the Augusta Green Jackets. 9-hole hitting catcher. First pitch is on the way. He clubs one foul down the right field line. Now, Mike, I kind of want to reset for you. I know some people might have been listening yesterday, but many others probably were not. And I want you to kind of go in depth. You know, what is Strikes for Tykes and how can people get involved?
Strikes for Tykes is a registered national charity.
Here's a foul ball down the left field line. Nothing and two.
So we basically count strikeouts for minor league baseball teams. Home strikeouts only. And we ask fans to pledge whatever they're comfortable, either per strikeout or a flat rate, during the entire season. At the end of the year, we will...
0-2. Swing a chopper foul down the left field line. Clarno alive at 0-2.
We'll add up everything, send out an email with invoices, and then bring all the dollars back in, and everything comes back the following season with a big check presentation to the charity or the foundation for the team.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Misses down and away, 1-2.
So in Salem's case, we've partnered with the Carilion Clinic, Carilion Children's, for the last 5 years here, and we come in with a check presentation. So in 2 weeks, they have their picnic. We're coming in that day with a check for them. So we'll be back here in 2 weeks against the Fredericksburg Nationals.
1-2 ripped out into left field for a base hit. Leadoff knock for Nick Clarno and the Augusta Green Jackets. They continue to work the offensive side of their game. 8 hits so far with 4 runs. They lead it 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Mike, how can people get involved when you guys aren't in town? I know there's a lot of opportunities to still be involved throughout the entire season and the offseason as well.
There are. There's 2 ways to get involved when we're not here. The first and the easiest would be through our website at www.strikesfortykes.org. Or you can call us at area code 510-545-3071. Or through the team directly at the customer service station, either at their front office or at a game.
Ambioris Tavares looks at a strike. He swung and missed on the first one. It's nothing and two when we're back at the top of the order for the Green Jackets. They lead it 4-0. Nobody out with a runner on first here in the top of the fourth. Paez with a glance over to first. He deals the 0-2. Called strike 3. Got him with a slider low at the knees. And Ambioris Tavares has sat down on strikes for the second time tonight.
So the first time he got sat down, that was our 500th strikeout at Carilion Clinic Field at the Salem Memorial Ballpark. So we're pretty happy with that. We're over 500 on the year. We're on pace for about 650 with the Red Sox this year, which will be a new high number for us.
I know you were looking forward to possibly getting 11 last night. Ended up with 10. First pitch to McGee. He bunts it foul down the left field line.
Yeah, we may have let a few people know about that last night after the game was over. But, yeah, we're very happy with what the Red Sox are doing this year. They're averaging pretty close to 10 per game. We lost a few games in the first half due to the weather, but they quickly made up for it in the second half. So really excited with what this team is doing defensively this year.
Here's the 0-1. McGee fouls it directly back on a breaking ball, and it's nothing and two. You know, you had to be very happy with Yordani Monegro the other night. Came out in five innings, dealt 11 strikeouts, five shutout innings, 13 on the night in total for the Red Sox the other day.
That's just a special outing right there. It's fun to see that, and it's great because it keeps the game moving as well. And, you know, being quite honest, baseball isn't exactly the most action-packed game. Now, when the action's going and the ball's in play, you see a lot of things. But if you've got a good defensive outing going and he's just painting his corners and getting the calls, it just makes it just as exciting because that 2-1 low-hit game is also it now becomes a game of chess.
No balls, two strikes for Cam McGee. Runner on first, one gone. Paez brings home the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider on the outside part of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Jedickson Paez, number five on the evening for him.
Yeah, as I said, as well in today's era of the game, everybody's either swinging for the fences or striking out. It's the long ball era right now, so... strikeouts are up across the league and across all of baseball.
Brings up E.J. Exposito, a dangerous hitter. Home run yesterday, a single today. 1-for-2 with a strikeout. First pitch. He takes a breaking ball downstairs. The count 1-0. Now, Mike, always fun having you up here because you are a former minor league umpire. Kind of tell us a little bit about your journey through the minor leagues.
It was very short, but at the same time, it was very eye-opening. I went to umpire school in the early 90s, and I loved it so much, I went twice.
Really?
Okay. Had a very, very quick career because it's an extremely long stick and an extremely short carrot, and these guys work their butts off at every single level.
1-0, fouled back, 1-1.
When I came through, it was... very apparent very quickly that for a number of reasons I wasn't going to be a major league umpire. So I gave up on that dream, and then I filled in a lot of different leagues at a lot of different levels up until about 3-4 years ago. I'm still working the amateur game, still working a little bit of college, but I'm not on the pro field anymore.
1-1, swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball downstairs, and it's 1-2. Final strike of the inning left on the table here for the Green Jackets. Mike, where was your favorite spot, though, on the field? I mean, I know in the Carolina League we have a two officiating crew. Did you like it behind home plate in the field? Where was your spot? 1-2, runner goes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Struck out the side. Sat him down after a leadoff hit from Nick Clarno. 1-2-3. Let's pick that thing up right when we come back, Mike. It is 4-0. The Augusta Green Jackets lead. Strikeout number 6 on the night for Jedickson Paez. We go to the home half of the fourth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 4-0 Augusta Green Jacket lead as we bring you the home half. Red Sox go 2-3-4 in the batting order presented by Carilion Clinic. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Former minor league umpire Mike wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of continue the conversation we were just having before our inning was interrupted.
former minor league umpire. What was your favorite spot? Behind home plate, in the field, anything specific, or you liked it all?
I sort of liked it all. I thought I was better on the plate. Loved being in control of the game, just had that A-type personality. So my weakness was on the bases. And they say that you make a career on the plate and you lose it on the bases. And that's probably exactly what happened to me as well.
First pitch to Mikey Romero is a ball downstairs. The count 1-0. Romero 0-for-1 today. Flew out to left field in foul territory. His first time up. Just got underneath the breaking ball. 1-0. Misses inside once again. This time a fastball, and it's 2-0.
You know, on hot, steamy days as we get through in the United States during the summer, you can lose 5-10 pounds on a plate game, and it's not going to be as obvious on the bases, but you actually work harder out there. There's a lot of footwork.
2-0, crushed out under right field. This is off the bottom of the wall. Mikey Romero hit it so hard, he has to stop at first for a very loud single all the way to the wall and right. It's almost unlucky how hard he hit that ball.
Yeah, it is. That was a great shot. But, yeah, I mean, these guys on the bases, I mean, they're working really hard as well. There's a lot of footwork. There's a lot of reads that they've got to make. And in the two-man system, it's just not easy. And that's why they started off in the in all of A-ball. They don't get the three-man until they get the double-A. So these two have another at least another year of two-man mechanics.
Here's Alexis Hernandez, the righty. 0-for-1 today as well. First pitch. He takes a fastball high and in. The count 1-0. Romero at first for the Sox. Registered just the second hit of the evening. They're being out hit 8-2 now by the Green Jackets.
So the other thing with the umpires, I mean, and it's a young man's game and for a reason. These guys do a lot of traveling as well.
Base hit out of left field on a line drive from Alexis Hernandez. Red Sox go station to station. Romero to second. Hernandez to first. And all of a sudden a little bit of a hit train here in the bottom of the fourth.
Good to see for the Red Sox. Yeah, these two, I mean, there's 10 teams in the Carolina League. They're going to hit all 10 cities. They don't get a homestand, so they're always in a hotel. They're always in a strange bed. So it's really, really tough. I mean, you got to be young. You got to be committed. If you've got a family, you've got to have an understanding partner. And it's really tough, especially if you have little ones. It's not an easy lifestyle, but everybody's chasing a dream. The players, the umpires, the coaching staffs, they're all chasing the same dream. Everyone wants to get to the show.
Broadcasters, too.
Yeah, broadcasters as well.
First and second for the Sox. This brings up Luis Ravello. First pitch. And the switch hitter looks at a called strike. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. How about these umps today? And I know you know them well. Wearing the all blacks, but yesterday they wore the blue for a night game. Kind of interesting there.
So it's always the plate umpire's choice. I spoke to Travis after the game yesterday and asked him why blue for an evening game, and he's like, well, Trey won't wear blue. So they get it at least once a series, they got to put it on, because usually on Sunday afternoons they're out there in blue. There's superstitions behind what colors you're wearing as well, but it's really up to the plate umpire and up to the crew. Both jerseys look phenomenal, and, I mean, these guys look great wearing them, so.
0-2 to Ravello. He waves and misses on a slider inside. Really sharp-looking pitch from Lucas Braun. He struck him out for his fourth of the evening.
Actually, yesterday the blue worked well anyway because while Augusta was in their traveling grays, Salem was wearing the military appreciation uniform. So the black would have sort of blended in a little because that was the dark, dark green.
Yeah, those were pretty sharp, weren't they?
They were so much nicer than last year's. They did a great job designing those this year.
Yeah, those were nice. First and second for the Sox. 4-0 Augusta leads. First pitch to Lita. He fouls it back on a breaking ball that he pokes his bat in front of. 0-1.
Yeah, these guys, we met up with them. And that's the other thing the umpires have. They'll have friends in every single city. It's just that the friends will seek them out and earning that that trust. So we do that when we're in Salem. We get together with the crews here.
0-1, taken upstairs, a called strike, 94 on a fastball. It's 0-2.
And then, you know, they have the same schedule as all the teams, so they've got Mondays off. Which will be their travel day. These guys aren't going that far from here. I believe they're headed up to Fredericksburg next.
0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with that slider down and away again. Lucas Braun using that as his two-strike pitch. Back-to-back Ks, his fifth of the afternoon. And the Red Sox really in danger of stranding two aboard here after leadoff knock from Mikey Romero and Hernandez with a base hit of his own to follow it up. Here's the six-hole hitting Lionel James. Righty on righty. Two gone. Here's the first pitch. Laces it foul down the right field line. 0-1. If not, homework is not
So the other thing these guys have to adapt to as well is baseball's changing the rules, and they're trying to make this game faster and more exciting for the fans. Somebody's got to enforce all those new rules. I mean, they don't have a they're not allowed to shift anymore.
Here's the 0-1. High and away on a fastball, 1-1.
You'll notice on the two-man system where we are right now, is somebody's actually glancing to make sure the infielders aren't across that line, really just second baseman to shortstop.
Okay.
But they haven't shifted because we look at the positioning for Augustus' second baseman right now. He's getting close.
Yes.
You know, they're expecting that to be pulled to the left side.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Gloved by Braun. The pitcher underhands it to his first baseman, and that is the final out. Red Sox strand runners on first and second. They still trail 4-0. We go to the top of the fifth. Mike Heller going to stick around for a little bit longer here in Salem. 4-0. Augusta leads. Back after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The World Series trophy flies first class in its own seat.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Welcome back here, Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. We go to the top of the fifth here in Salem. The Green Jackets with a 4-0 lead. Well, Mike, we were just talking about how half the front office is in Boston right now. The Red Sox with a big win earlier today against the Detroit Tigers. But you were just telling me something very, very interesting about the World Series trophy flying first class.
Boston Red Sox won the World Series, as we all know, in 2018. So in 2019, Salem was lucky enough. They brought the World Series trophy here.
Here's the first pitch to Will Verdung. He swings, laces a ball past the diving glove of the shortstop Tavares for another leadoff base hit for the Green Jackets. This time it's in the top of the fifth.
So we happen to be lucky enough. Strikes for Tykes was in Salem at the time. They had a special day for season ticket holders to come and see the World Series. We were down in the corner bar and the pavilion down the whole right field side, left field side.
Here's P.O. Boucher. He chops one foul down the right field line, nothing and one.
So as everybody's taking pictures with the World Series trophy, there's a handler assigned to it. So every team, when they win this, the trophy, because they make it's the same trophy every year, but the teams keep them with the flags of the order of finish on the trophy. So there's a handler for it with Boston.
0-1 misses down and away, 1-1.
And this thing is so valued to Major League Baseball teams and to the whole organization. The trophy flies first class in its own seat.
I believe it.
And you can just sit there and visualize on an airplane and put strapping a seatbelt around the World Series trophy.
Here's the 1-1 to Boucher. Misses outside on a fastball out of the zone. The count now 2-2. Now, does it fly in a case buckled in, or is it exposed, or what do you think?
It's wrapped. So I'm not sure if it was in a case or not, but it's definitely got a covering around it, like a sort of like an eyeglasses chamois, much bigger.
Okay.
Around the whole trophy.
2-1 missed low. It's 3-0 for Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Like you said last night, got to be one of your favorite names of the season. 3-1. He laces a ball for a base hit out into right field. Verdung to second. First and second, back-to-back knocks for the Green Jackets. They lead it 4-0. That's their 10th hit of the afternoon.
So, Giovanni, you were asking earlier a little bit about strikes or tikes. So as we do work with minor league baseball teams, and we'd love to bring more into the fold, we also work with grassroots programs, high school programs, collegiate programs, with strikeouts being counted for every single game because they don't play as many as the professional teams rather than just home games. So,
first pitch to Jace Grady, fouled back, drops about 15 feet below us, and the count nothing and one.
So teams, if anybody's a manager with a team or in an organization, you're looking for a fundraiser, definitely reach out to us because we can set one up for your own program in your own location and do everything online and work with all the teams. And it's a great way for a fundraiser because...
One. This is just outside. One and one.
You're keeping friends, family, relatives, grandma and grandpa engaged in the game as the little ones are coming through, and that helps with those much-needed expenses that takes to play baseball. So we can adapt it, and we have done that in the past, and we'd love to work with any organization.
First and second for the Green Jackets. They lead it 4-0. The 1-1, runners go. Misses down and away. Throw down to third. Gets away. Another error for the Red Sox. This time it'll score another run. Will Verdun crosses home plate on an error. It's 5-0 Augusta. Well, Mike, where can they find you to make sure that that happens?
Once again, let me give you our website. It's Strikes for Tikes, all one word, strikesfortikes.org. Or our direct line to our office is area code 510-545-3071. Well, yesterday we were talking about errors or base hits that we thought were errors before all the rule changes, and then watched Augusta commit like four of them in the ninth inning, and only two were counted.
Right. Red Sox now with three. They trail it 5-0. Two balls, two strikes. For Jace Grady with a runner on second. And it's so hard to win games when you have three errors or more on the board. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a fly ball deep to right field. Foul territory, and it is out of play by about a foot over the wall. And alive at 2-2 is Grady. So, Mike, is Strikes for Tikes your full-time gig? Or do you have a day and this is a passion on the side? Or
this is a passion on the side. This is something that my father, actually my parents created, and we decided to bring it down. They're up in Winnipeg in Canada. We decided to bring it down to minor league baseball here. So it's become a passion. We've got a very good board of directors who all see the same goals and objectives, and we just want to help out.
2-2, wave down and miss. Another strikeout for Strikes for Tikes. Jedickson Paez now with seven.
We just wanted to continue that passion and continue the goals that we have working with local communities. I'm actually in Parks and Recreation. I'm the Ron Swanson, if you will, of my own agency out in Northern California. I'm just outside of Sacramento. Our board is all over the United States. We've got a gentleman from the Bay Area, somebody from Dallas, somebody from Baltimore, all on our board. So we're all over the country right now. Somebody from Gilbert, Arizona. And we get together once a year, figure out what we want to do, which teams we should be going after. And we're going to be making an extended push into the Carolina League for next year and hopefully bring in a few more teams and maybe start some rivalries.
Cade Kern into the right-handed batter's box. He faces an 0-1 pitch. And it is inside on a breaking ball, 1-1. Runner on second, it's P.O. Boucher after his single and a stolen base. 5-0, Augusta leads here in the top of the fifth. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller. Jedickson Paez still on the hill for the Sox. The 1-1, swinging a foul tip, and something hit Lita. He might have got hit with the bat here. On the back of the neck, it looks like. Just kind of patting himself on the back of the neck. Walking it off seems to be A-OK. Catching does not look like a fun job, I won't lie.
No, it's not. And then the plate umpires are wearing it just as bad. I've seen plate umpires actually take it from backswing as well.
Yeah.
And get hit in the head. And it's just, it's tough. You're laying everything on the line. And at this level, you're just trying to get to the next level. So a lot of blood, sweat, and tears down there for both the catchers and anybody working behind them.
So it's a 1-2 count for Cade Kern, the former Ohio State Buckeye. Runner on second, one down. Paez brings home the 1-2. Runner goes, misses downstairs, fired a third. They got him! And Anderson Lita, after getting clubbed on the back of the head on a backswing, ends up catching P.O. Boucher trying to steal. That's out number two. It's still 2-2 for Cade Kern.
A great play.
He does that pretty well. That's definitely his, if you put his bat and his framework, all of it together, his probably best asset is catching people stealing with a cannon. The 2-2 misses down and in on a breaking ball, 3-2. So do you typically always come up and chat with the broadcasters when you're on the road?
I try to, because we're trying to get the word out with Structure Tykes to anybody who's listening to the broadcast. So we talk to the general manager and try to get up here once or twice while we're in town.
3-2. Swing and a ripper on the ground is short. Alcantara gloves, fires to first, and that ends the inning. Augusta grabs one in the top of the fifth. They lead it 5-0. 10 hits in the ball game for the Green Jackets to Salem's 3. We go to the home half of the fifth, back after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. The Red Sox being out hit 10-3 by the Green Jackets. Good for a 5-0 Augusta lead here in the home half of the fifth. Mike, what do you think the Red Sox got to do to get these bats to come around a little bit? Lucas Braun really shutting them down on the hill.
It's not going to take much. I mean, one little looper here, a ground ball with eyes there. They just need to get some base runners and then start to make things happen. Maybe a little bit of small ball, who knows? I mean, it's still within reach. It's only 5 runs. So, it's, you know, defensively, well, we won't discuss the errors, but defensively, I mean, their pitching's been fine. Their regular plays have been fine. They're just, they may be thinking too much.
Marvin Alcantara steps in, first pitch. He looks at a breaking ball that falls into the zone, 0-1. Lucas Braun entering now his fifth inning of work, has given up just 3 hits, struck out 5. He deals the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-2.
So, Giovanni, you were asking last inning about coming up to the broadcast booth. It's actually really interesting, the relationships that are made just up here alone. With Salem, Kevin DelMonico was here a couple years ago. He's in Reno in the Pacific Coast League, and that's one of the cities where I do some work with one of the teams with the pitch clock. So I'll get to see him once or twice a year. And Melanie Newman, who was here in 2019, she's with the Baltimore Orioles right now.
Yep.
And she and I still touch base every so often on Twitter and stay in contact. And we get to hear her every night doing Orioles broadcasts.
No kidding. That is awesome. Alcantara strikes out. Here's Albertson Asihen. He pokes it foul down the right field line. 0-1. Yeah, Kevin DiDomenico, big mentor of mine. I mean, honestly, I would not be here doing this if he wasn't here first. Yeah. So,
and the guy he replaced is now in Sacramento because the Sacramento guy went up to Oakland.
No kidding.
So, yeah, it's great. You mentioned it earlier. Even the broadcasters are looking to get to the major leagues, and there are definitely openings out there every single year.
Everybody's trying to get better, move on up. Ball on a strike for Albertson Asihen, the pitch. He looks at a fastball down and in, 2-1.
It's interesting as well because if you start televising games, you're moving over and you're doing TV broadcasts too. So.
Yes, which is a completely different style for those that don't know. The 2-1 misses high and away on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. That is the fastest pitch Lucas Braun has thrown since the first inning. Almost like his arm was kind of fizzling out. Moved down to about 91, 92 on the fastball. Now back up to 94, the 3-1.
I'm going to attribute that to the humidity out here. He's just nice and loose at this point.
Absolutely. Well, he just dealt strikeout number 7. I know you guys don't get – oh, excuse me, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Got so distracted by our conversation. Happens to everybody, right? Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a chopper foul down the left field line.
We'd love to get Augusta into the mix as well so we can start pestering people to play a certain golf course down there.
Yeah, that would be very difficult to do.
Very.
I mean, that is
you
like...
You can't even drive in there.
Selective of all selective.
There are some tough courses to get into on the East Coast, and that's one of them.
Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He did strike him out. Picked up by the catcher, thrown to first, and they got him.
Now batting the first baseman, number 9.
Well, that is strikeout number 7, and I know, like you mentioned, Augusta doesn't count for it, but Lucas Braun certainly is dealing today. Albert Feliz, the 9-hole hitter, steps in.
And I think he hit his pitch count.
Yep. Looks like he's going to get pulled out of this game here. 5-0. Augusta leads it. Well, Mike, we can stay right here. Well, they go ahead and bring in a new arm out of the bullpen. Mike,
this is interesting. He must have hit his count because he's 1 out away from getting the decision. And they're looking beyond that. So, I mean, this is a team game.
He's thrown 53 pitches, 38 of them for strikes so far.
Yeah, he was probably on a 50-pitch count.
And he went even wilder. Yeah, I mean, you have 2 gone here.
53 pitches in 4 2/3. That's pretty impressive as well.
Yes.
He's thrown strikes. He's thrown contact.
5-0. Augusta leads it. Mike, tell us again a little bit more about Strikes for Tykes. This is your second time here in Salem. We're going to see you one more time in Fredericksburg,
yeah,
right?
This season, it's our second trip in. This trip was always planned. We are coming back in 2 weeks to actually present the 2022 check to the Carilion Clinic as they have a employee picnic day during one of those games against Fredericksburg. That was actually supposed to take place back in June when Down East was in town, but all of Southwest Virginia and pretty much the East Coast was soaked for a week of solid rain out here. So we decided to delay that trip. Carilion moved their picnic, and we're coming back in. But yeah, it's just great to be here and really just engaging with the fans. We're having some great conversations. We're seeing people we only see once or twice a year, and they're remembering us, and we're remembering them, and it's just really working with them. So it's a good partnership.
Looks like we're ready to go back to baseball here. Seth Keller, the new arm on the hill, right-handed pitcher. How about this? Richmond, Virginia native.
There you go. Just where did they go to school?
3 hours down the road. Hanover High School, drafted. Played last season with the Florida Complex League Braves. Now back up in single A for the first time in his career. Right-handed pitcher, ready to face Albert Feliz. First pitch to Big Al. He takes a fastball high and in. The count, 0-1.
You got to wonder when these guys come up north, when they hit Fredericksburg or here or Lynchburg, if their parents come across from Richmond to come and see them.
I'm sure they do, especially because he plays one of the further road trips. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. 0-2.
Yeah, we're as I said, we're really going to be pushing with the Carolina League. We're hoping to get Lynchburg and Fredericksburg into the mix next year. We've had Lynchburg fans every single time we're here come and ask us why we're not there yet, and it's just a matter of timing at this point. We'll get that signed real soon.
0-2 to Big Al. Swing and a miss. Struck him out in 3 pitches. Slider downstairs, and the former 6th-round pick in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves comes in. He does his job very quickly, a combined strikeout of the side. Number 8 on the night for the Green Jackets. They lead it 5-0 over the Red Sox. We go to the top of the 6th after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Keller from Strikes for Tykes. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. Noah Dean comes on in. And Noah typically is the Sunday starter for the Red Sox. Got moved from the starting rotation into the bullpen. Jedickson Paez started on this fine Sunday in Salem. And now Noah Dean comes in after five innings from Paez. He gave up five runs, 10 hits, and it's a 5-0 Augusta lead.
Well, the good part about having a starter coming into the middle of the game is that they can throw a long relief and not cause any damage. So hopefully he can get him through the next four innings. We can get some action going with our bats now that we've gotten into the bullpen. See what happens.
Well, brings up the left-handed batting, Jose De Leone. Doubled already tonight. He is 1-for-2. Lefty on righty, first pitch, and it's a called strike, 95 on a fastball. And actually, I'm going to correct myself. Lefty on lefty. So used to seeing lefty on righty. De Leone, 1-of-4 in the lineup, bats lefty. 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball and a strike now. Noah Dean, 2022 draft pick, the fifth round out of Old Dominion across the state. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball misses in. Two balls and a strike. Was a college reliever, turned professional starter, and now the former Monarch is back in the bullpen. He kicks, deals the 2-1. Fastball finds the zone on the lower half. Two balls and two strikes now for De Leone. And Noah Dean kind of struggles some this year. Hasn't been his best season, Mike. Last time around against Fredericksburg, got pulled in the first inning. Went just two-thirds, gave up two hits, two runs, three walks, and a home run. Breaking ball, check swing, ring him up looking.
There we go, number 8.
That's a good way to start.
You know, it's funny, we were just watching call timeout with two strikes. Keep an eye on that. You see with the pitch clock rules, every time we get to two strikes, batters taking their timeout right there. And that's true throughout all levels of baseball right now, with the exception of possibly Manny Machado.
Here's Nick Klarno. He looks at a breaking ball high and away, 1-0. Now, what is the strategy to that?
To either get their timing back, to get the break because they're allowed to strike out with the pitch clock era, maybe to get the pitcher off their rhythm. With Manny in San Diego, he takes before he gets out there because he takes so bloody long.
You a big Padres guy?
I am not. I was a Machado fan when he was in Baltimore.
2-0.
And I just like watching good baseball talent, and that's something that he definitely has.
Yes.
He's a professional hitter, and he's fun to watch him play defense.
Two balls and a strike for Nick Klarno. Here's the pitch. Misses down and in. 3-1 on a fastball. Klarno, the 9-hole hitter. He's 1-for-2 today, had a base hit back in the fourth. So who is your team, Mike?
American League, I'm an Orioles fan. I lived in Baltimore for 6-7 years when they were very good and became very bad in the late 90s, in the turn of the century.
3-1 misses inside on a fastball. It's a 5-pitch walk for Nick Klarno. There's one gone, a 5-0 lead for the Green Jackets here in the top of the sixth. Back to the top of the order with Ambioris Tavares. 0-for-2 with a walk today. Was caught stealing at home. That was a good-looking play.
He's also looking for the golden sombrero today. If he strikes out, that will be his third.
Pick off over to first, and in there safely is Klarno. Yep, struck out swinging and looking so far today.
And that was the first pick off, so as a reminder, they're allowed two. On the third one, they have to get the guy or it will be recorded as a balk.
We have yet to see the balk take place yet. We've seen two disengagements. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball called a strike inside, nothing in one.
I saw one a couple weeks ago in Sacramento. The River Cats did it. And they threw over the third time, and they had to call the balk.
Really? Surprised they'd bother to throw a third time, really.
They thought they had a read on something. Like, they weren't at all upset about it.
0-1. Breaking ball misses in this time.
in the count 1-1. You know what we saw that was kind of wild was I don't even know how to describe it. It was earlier in the season. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike on the inner half. Fastball, 1-2. It was, so the ball is live on a walk.
Yes.
And so there were runners on second and third. And on the walk, as the guys moving to first, the guys on second and third just walked home into third and completely fooled the Red Sox. And the ball's live, so it was a, they essentially stole very casually. 1-2, chopped back, and it's 1-2.
Actually recorded as a stolen base as well.
Yeah,
for the
yeah.
scorekeeper purposes, yeah. yeah.
I mean, he stole home, but yeah. just because they trotted as if the – you know, and the Red Sox just stand there confused, like, why are you moving? And yeah. the confusion, they fooled them.
They probably fooled everybody. They probably fooled themselves. They probably thought the bases were loaded.
Maybe
that
maybe
can't
they
be designed.
Genius if it was. Pickoff over to first.
There's our second one.
So you get two in the at-bat. A third time would mean that it's either a pickoff successfully or
a balk.
A balk.
And it says recorded as a balk, so if they do it, he'll be called safe and then time will be called. You'll notice they also signal to each other how many times they've been disengaged. So the umpires will signal to each other.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball out in a right center field. Hernandez slides, and it drops in front of him for a hit. So it moves Clarno over to second. Minimal damage as Tavares has his first hit of the day. Avoids the golden sombrero with a base hit. Hit number 11 for Augusta. And it's still early on this afternoon.
Still early on.
Here's Cam McGee. Let off when Tavares was out of the lineup last night. And everyone just kind of shifted down one with Tavares back in. He's 1-for-3 with a base knock and a stolen base back in the second. Lefty on lefty. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball misses away. And the count 1-0.
You know, his throw, he hasn't even been close on those balls.
Yeah, that's unfortunately yeah. typically how it goes with Noah Dean. Like, I mean, the numbers don't lie. He glances to second. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Misses outside. Fastball 2-0. And it's really a location thing. His strikeout to walk ratio, 65 strikeouts, 56 walks.
Yeah, it's a location thing then.
He's 1-7 on the year with a 7.36 ERA and 47 2/3. First and second. Here's the 2-0.
There it is.
Fastball called a strike.
Couldn't have teed that up any nicer. That's right down the middle.
2-1. Yeah, he honestly left it there. 2-1. That was right over the middle of the plate. We got the, I know you can't see it, but we got the TrackMan
yeah.
strike zone automated. The lefty brings home the 2-1. Breaking ball finds the zone. That was a sharp looking pitch. It's 2-2. He must have heard us.
So TrackMan's installed in the ballpark. You can actually see the cameras up. If and when, because it's going to happen, baseball moved to automated ball strike. Salem's ready their technology.
All right.
They're already on it.
Now, how do you feel about that as a former umpire?
I'm sort of caught in the middle. I'm
2-2. This is a breaking ball lifted into the air out into deep left. Ossie Henn will be there on the warning track, makes the catch for out number two.
I'm more of a traditionalist. I'd like to have the responsibility to call on them, but I can honestly say where the game's become more of a science rather than an art, and people want it to be exact. So it's coming. It's helping speed up the game. It's interesting because one of the two umpires down there right now, Trey, who's on the plate, actually worked in the Florida State League last year, so he's experienced automated ball strike. And hearing the voice in your ear and sort of messes you up as an umpire before you can make that call.
EJ Exposito pulls back a check swing. Was a strike anyways. 91 on a fastball. It's nothing in one.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden you hear a voice in your ear and you're supposed to react to that.
Right.
But it's pretty good technology. As long as they have to work on the Wi-Fi, they have to work on the communication piece of it, because if it goes down.
0-1, breaking ball rips through the zone, and the count nothing in two.
If the technology goes down for any reason, you're back calling the game on your own. So, you know, it's that whole believability factor. But one of the things they'll be able to do as well is they'll be able to show the fan the piece of it as well. They'll be able to show that grid up on the big screen on the Jumbotron to show you where those pitches are coming in.
0-2 misses high and away on a fastball, 1-2. Now, what does the voice sound like? Is it like Siri in your ear?
I don't know. I've never experienced it. I'll ask the guys. But it's basically, it's a computer voice, like Siri or the male version of it. They'll just say ball or strike.
Interesting. Noah Dean deals the 1-2, and it misses outside on a breaking ball. Two balls in, two strikes for EJ Exposito. He has a hit and two strikeouts on the verge of a sombrero himself.
So what they're doing right now in AAA, because everybody's on that same six-day week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're using automated ball strike. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're using the challenge system, which I'll explain in a second.
Right. I remember hearing about this. I listen to a lot of Syracuse Mets just because that's my hometown.
You start listening to some of the Reno Aces.
Yes, I do listen to Kevin a lot. Here's the 3-2. Called strike three. Fastball paints the inside corner. And honestly, Noah Dean kind of got away with one. Trackman told us it was a little out of the zone. Red Sox get out of a little bit of a jam with first and second occupied. It's 5-0. Augusta leads. We go to the home half of the sixth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here on MILB.com and MILB-TV. 5-0, the Red Sox lead. We go to the home half of the sixth. Giovanni Hader joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. And, Mike, you were just bringing up a pretty cool idea, maybe some possible pitcher interviews going for next season here.
Yeah, that would be something we'd love to do. Something we tried here in 2019, and it seemed to work, is we did some interviews with the pitchers. Basically the starters and any of the closers that they had, asked them what they thought about the Strikes Your Tykes challenge, if you will, and going out there and throwing strikeouts and how they thought about it and what they would want for their own charity, and really getting the fans engaged that way.
Here's Gilberto Jimenez, first pitch. The lefty cranks it back up above the netting. The count now 0-1. Top of the order for the Red Sox, 1-2-3. Jimenez, Romero, and Hernandez. Seth Keller into now his first full inning of work on the hill. He got the final out back in the fifth. The 0-1, swing and a miss.
So, interestingly enough, with Strikes Your Tykes today, we brought our pledge total up. We're sitting at $1.98 for every strikeout thrown right now from the fans' pledges, and we have a lot of flat rate dollars coming in as well. So, we're over $1,000 on the season, and hopefully we'll be over 510 strikeouts at the end of today.
0-2 swung on and missed. Only took three pitches. Keller, dating back to the fifth inning, has still only thrown now six pitches with two strikeouts. That's pretty good. Number two on his day, number nine on the day for the Green Jackets. Here's Mikey Romero, and there's kind of a running joke up here in the press box. All love to Mikey. We love Mikey, but he loves changing his walk-up song almost every other day. So a new one here today.
That's something else is once the pitch clock era has changed a lot of that, too.
First pitch called a strike.
You can't have the 30-second walk-up songs anymore.
No, you really have to pick something that's quick and gets to the point, yeah. Righty on lefty matchup, Mikey today, 1-for-2 with a base hit. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider way down and away. And the count 0-2. Romero kind of unlucky because he laced the ball 106 off the bat to the right field wall. He hit it so hard, he had to stop at first base.
Yeah. There is our two strikes timeout again. So we were mentioning the challenge system over in AAA. So the Friday, Saturday, Sunday games, each team gets three challenges. It's pitcher, batter, or catcher only can challenge a ball or a strike call.
0-2. Misses down and in on a breaking ball. 1-2.
Umpire will tap his head. It will go back upstairs to the press box, and they'll tell him if it was a ball or a strike off of the automated ball strike system, and you have to live with it. If you win the challenge, you get to keep it. If you lose it, you lose it, and you're down one challenge. You only get three for the game.
1-2 misses low and away, and it's two balls, two strikes for Mikey Romero. And, you know, I know you haven't watched a ton of Salem Red Sox baseball, Mike, but this is what this kid does best. He's wise beyond his 19 years in this regard, elongating at-bats, fouling away pitches in the zone, which we have not seen a ton of yet. Here's the 2-2. Misses outside, and it's a full count for Mikey Romero.
He knows how to take his at-bats.
It feels like every time he's at the dish, unless he cranks one early, he ends up with a full count. That's just kind of the MO of Mikey Romero. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses inside, ball
nice
four. A confident toss of the bat, and he'll take first base with one gone here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, he just battled his way back from 0-2 for a four-pitch walk.
Brings up Alexis Hernandez. He is 1-for-2 as well on the day. Him and Mikey went back-to-back in the fourth. Red Sox couldn't generate anything after that with three consecutive strikeouts.
Defense is playing him to pull on the infield and straight up in the outfield. So, once again, second baseman's creeping over.
Pickoff over to first. Romero slides in head first safely. Alexis, 261 on the year, three homers. He was so hot in his start here in Salem. Was batting over 500 in his first 2 weeks. Now, still batting very well, just kind of back to reality. Here's the first pitch. He swings, laces it down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Exposito. They get him at second. Throw to first. Not in time. So Romero is cut down at second. No double play, and Alexis Hernandez is aboard with a fielder's choice. Just not quite enough speed off the bat, and it was hit right down the left field line to turn two.
Yeah.
So here's the switch hitting Luis Ravello, 0-for-2 today with a pair of swinging strikeouts. Responsible for two of the Green Jackets' nine. First pitch. Breaking ball falls into the zone right over the heart of the plate. Nothing and one. I mean, that was smack dab in the middle of the zone for Ravello. Runner on first for the Sox. Two gone. Here's the 0-1. Runner goes. Misses downstairs, and it's dropped. So it is a stolen base for Alexis Hernandez.
The life of minor league baseball teams. Well, I just watched the Augusta bus pull in, so I guess they're making the trip home tonight.
That is a long trip.
Yeah.
That's got to be 6 to 8 hours, somewhere in that range.
They're the farthest team south, are they not?
Yes, they are.
So that must be brutal when they have to head up to Delmarva or the other way around.
1-1. Pitch misses inside. 84 on a slider. 2-1. Yeah, them to Delmarva is the longest that this Carolina League spans. Myrtle Beach is the second furthest away.
Yeah. So at least Salem's got Lynchburg and Fredericksburg,
right,
everything
here
within an hour type of thing.
2-1. This is high and away. 3-1. Fredericksburg's about a little further than you think. More like 3.5. But Lynchburg's close, about an hour 15, depending on traffic. Fredericksburg got a beautiful. You been out there?
I've been there once. Drove through years ago.
They got a great new ballpark there.
Yeah, that I haven't seen yet, but looking forward. As I said, we're going to try to hook them into next year.
3-1 called a strike on the outer half. 3-2, full count for Ravello with a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the sixth.
And we're looking forward to seeing them in 2 weeks as well. If that draftee's still with them.
Dylan Cruz. Yeah, that
rated number 5 right now.
Yeah, that would be fun. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a fly ball. Down for a hit out into left field. Hernandez chugs around third, heading home. He scores on a payoff pitch. Luis Ravello with an RBI single, and the Red Sox are on the board. It's 5-1.
You gotta love this crowd. They absolutely love their Red Sox.
They do. They do.
They're cheering that there's 15,000 people here today.
You know, Friday and Saturday saw some great crowds as well.
Yeah. this is a great committed community. I just, yeah, as we said earlier, we love coming here. So much to do in the area. And just a beautiful setting. This ballpark was placed very well.
Here's Anderso Lita with a runner on first, two gone. First pitch. He looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 1-0. Yeah, I mean, baseball's been here in Salem since the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, they were affiliated for a long time with the Pirates, then the Avalanche. Well, the Rockies, and they were the Avalanche. After that, the Astros, now the Red Sox. Here's the 1-0. Misses outside on a fastball, 2-0.
We were talking to the general manager yesterday, Alan Lawrence, and he was mentioning the golf tournament. They're up in Boston right now. The charity golf tournament is Tim Wakefield's. And he remembered when Wakefield pitched here for the Pirates at the old ballpark.
Really? No kidding. Yeah, the old ballpark, literally,
right,
half a mile down the road. Have you seen it?
We drive by it all the time, the old Kiwanis Stadium.
Yep.
Gorgeous. We walked down there, one of our trips in a couple years ago, there was a youth tournament going on down there, and went and caught a couple innings. Just wanted to experience that. Cause drive by on the road, and they take care of it. It's immaculate. The Parks and Recreation Department here is doing an amazing job. You can see the Little League fields across behind the right field fence.
Yeah.
And those are in great shape.
Runner on first, two gone, 2-0 to Lita. Misses down and away on a slider, 3-0, and walk here could be huge for the Sox. Lionel James on deck.
I think a walk here, and you're going to see the Augusta bullpen get in action again. They're just sort of standing around right now.
No movement there. You can't fully see it down the right field line. Here's the 3-0. Called a strike on a slider, and I hate to do it again. I know they're your friends, Mike, but that one was about a ball out of the zone.
If he's going to grab it.
Good frame job behind home plate.
Remember, if ABS comes in, that all goes away. So
pick off over to first, and standing up is Ravello.
I just talked right
over. No, you're good,
Not nobody's really arguing it either. I mean, they go with it. So.
I like the human element of it. I think it's important. It's been that way for so long. Here's the 3-1. Misses down and away. 5-pitch walk. Look at that toss of the bat by Anderso Lita. Confidence. Red Sox have first and second with two gone. Can they rally?
And the human element as well. You're going to see that these guys are right 95 to 98% of the time.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, they're not trying to purposely do anything. If they make a mistake, it's a mistake. It's the same thing when the player makes an error.
Absolutely.
So, and then you just go to the next pitch and you try to recover from it. So, yeah, they've got the bullpen working now.
Bullpen is up. It is moving. Red Sox bullpen has no movement down the left field line. A mound visit taking place. Seth Keller, I mean, hasn't really been bad by any means. Got the final out in the fifth. Yeah, he gave up a hit here, an RBI single, gave up a walk, now two of them. But nothing earth-shattering.
No, not at all.
Has dealt a couple of strikeouts. Here's Lionel James, 0
for 2.
I think
that was just a visit to come and calm him down a little bit, focus back in, you know. He's trying for corners a little bit too hard.
First and second for the Red Sox, two gone. Here's the pitch. James takes a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. Nothing and one.
A very successful mound visit. Always finish with a strike.
Doesn't always happen that way.
It usually never happens that way.
Usually it's like a ball in the dirt or something.
Or one over the fence.
Yeah. Here's the 0-1. Misses down and away on a slider, and it's 1-1. It's hot, but it is a beautiful day here in Salem.
We got a nice breeze coming through here.
Not bad at all.
Down on the concourse where we've got our table set up, it's more like a cyclone.
Now, have you ate at the ballpark yet here, Mike?
Yeah, we try to support the team as well, so we'll hit the concession.
1-1, call the strike on the inside. Slider finds the zone, 1-2. What is your go-to when you come here?
Either one of the hot dogs from the big five down there,
yeah,
or the barbecue right behind Pups on First.
Okay. Once in a while, I'll get the bigs down the right field
the
line. They have a called the Cowboy Burger. It's got bacon, onion ring, pulled pork. I mean, it's all the fixings. It's pretty good.
It's hard attack on a plate.
Yes, here's the 1-2. Misses down and in, 2-2. That's why I said once in a great while.
I mean, conveniently with the Saturday early start or the Sunday early start, we've created so many friendships in the community that we're getting together with a couple of the boosters this evening before we head out tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So we get to do that and visit parts of Roanoke that we haven't seen before.
2-2 hits Lionel James. Bases loaded with two gone. And it brings up Marvin Alcantara. And I'll say this. Marvin, first week in single A, hitless all week. It's Sunday. He's 0-2 today. What a big time to get your first hit right here, right?
It'd be nice to see. They're playing him to pull as well. I wonder where they're getting the book on this guy. The outfield straight away, but the infield's playing him to pull.
Spent all season thus far in the Florida Complex League. Righty on righty, bases loaded for the Sox. First pitch. Swing and a fly ball out into the gap in left center field. Down for a hit. Coming in to score is Ravello. Right behind him is Lita. Throw to third, not in time. And it's a two RBI double for Marvin Alcantara. His first single A hit.
You called it. It's a great shot.
Rips one out into the gap in left center field. It's 5-3, the Red Sox right back into this thing. Ravello and Lita score. Lionel James 90 feet away.
Yeah, that was so exciting. Your bat boy forgot to come out of his dugout to pick up that bat.
He's fired.
He's doing the walk of shame now to go get it.
Brings up Albert Zanasihen in the 8-hole for the Sox. A dangerous bat for the Red Sox as well, but he's 0-2 today. First pitch on the way. He takes a fastball out of the zone, 1-0.
We're one pitch away from tying this thing up right now.
Leading run at the dish for the Red Sox. Runners on second and third. Base hit would be massive here. On the way. Misses outside on a slider. Two balls, no strikes for Alberts and Asihen. Asihen on a 7-game hitting streak. It's in jeopardy right here, 0-2 on the day. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Downstairs and away, 2-1.
He was swinging for a fence on that one.
I would, too, in this spot.
Yeah, why not? What do you have to lose?
11 hits for Augusta, 5 for Salem. Two runners in scoring position here. 2-1 count. The pitch is on the way. Misses downstairs, 3-1. We'll take a walk.
Why not? Look who's coming up.
Big Al at the bottom of the order. He's a power hitter. Struggles against the breaking ball, but definitely a dynamite power hitter with 5 homers on the year. Three-one pitch. Misses outside. Ball four. Bases reloaded for the Red Sox. 3 runs here in the bottom of the sixth. Augusta leads it 5-3. Salem is one swing away from changing this game completely, and we're going to get a call to the bullpen here.
We're getting a righty coming in.
So that is going to be the day for Seth Keller. We'll take a short break here up in the booth. When we come back, it's bases loaded with two gone for the Red Sox here in a 3-run bottom of the sixth. Don't go anywhere.
50.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Yeah. Huge spot here for the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth. Two gone, bases loaded. New pitcher on the hill for the Green Jackets, a righty, Esterlin Rodriguez. 1-2 on the year with a 6.57 ERA. He's pitched 24 and two-thirds. 29 strikeouts, 11 walks. He's given up 4 home runs all year. And Big Al will be at the dish for the Red Sox. Esterlin Rodriguez, a Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic native. Pitched earlier this series. Gave it an inning in two-thirds. Gave up 2 hits, 4 runs against the Red Sox. 2 of them were earned. Gave up 2 walks. He struck out 4. That was in game 1 of the series. Bases juice for Big Al. First pitch. He swings, chops it foul down the left field line. Got a piece of a breaking ball. Nothing in 1.
That was also a big swing. And once again, why not?
Why not? Albert Feliz is either going to tattoo a ball or miss on a ball. That's just kind of how it works for a power hitter sometimes. Bases juiced, 2 gone. The 0-1. Misses down and away on a slider. 1-1. 5-3, Augusta leads. A swing of the bat can change everything here. Feliz was the hero in the bottom of the eighth a couple of nights ago with a 2-run shot that extended the Red Sox lead. Ended up being the winner. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball tailing foul down the right field line. 1-2. He did get that high fastball.
Yeah.
That's his pitch.
He just missed that.
Yeah. That's his pitch, usually, that he can take one out on. See what Rodriguez gives him here. Bases juice, 2 gone. 1-2 to Feliz. Ring him up looking. He got him with a slider that was right in the zone.
Yep, just dropped down.
Tough way to strand the bases loaded for the Red Sox. However, they do get 3 in the bottom of the sixth. Put themselves right back into this thing. We go to the top of the seventh after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox right back into this thing. They grab 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-3, Augusta with a lead. Noah Dean on the hill for the Sox, entering now his 3rd inning of work for Salem. The start was Jedickson Paez. He went 5. Noah Dean now trying to get the defense going for the Red Sox. It's much needed. 11 hits for the Augusta Green Jackets. 5 runs. Ready to lead us off is Will Verdung. 2-for-3 today is Verdung. Pair of base hits in the first and the fifth. Lefty on righty. Dean deals the first pitch. Breaking ball. Misses just high and in. And the count 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Verdung. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Dean kicks. He deals. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. 1-2 for Verdung. Boy, it just felt like all the momentum was in favor of Augusta. Now the Red Sox have come roaring back. They did, however, strand the bases loaded. Albert Feliz struck out for the third time tonight. 1-2. Misses high and away on a fastball. 2-2. Esterlin Rodriguez came in on the other side to get the final out. The Green Jackets, 2-2. Swing and a fly ball, tailing foul into the seats down the right field line. And Verdung stays alive at 2-2. Verdung ended up scoring back in the fifth when he was aboard. An error brought him home, a throwing error, 2-2. Misses away on a breaking ball, and the count is full. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a ripper right back up the middle. Backhanded glove by Ravello. Toss to first in time. He got him. What a play by Luis Ravello. Might be up for our John Deere in the dirt play of the game. And there's one gone here in the top of the seventh. P.O. Boucher also having a two-hit day. 2-for-2 with a hit by pitch. An RBI as well with a stolen bag. First pitch. And the lefty looks a ball downstairs on a breaking ball. 1-0. Pierre Olivier Boucher played his college ball at Southern Illinois. Looks at a fastball on the outside corner. 1-1. The St. Joseph de Bossy, Quebec, Canada native. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, misses just outside, 2-1. 2023 Missouri Valley Conference second team this past season. Here's the 2-1. Fastball waved on and missed, 2-2. Played and started all 57 games at Southern Illinois this past year. A really good program. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball on the inside corner. Two gone here in the seventh. Second strikeout of the day for Noah Dean. Brings up Jace Grady, the righty. Grady 1-for-3 today. Struck out twice. A base hit in the third. First pitch. He chops it right to the third baseman in James. Toss to first in time to a leaning Albert Feliz for out number three. 5-3 put out ends the top of the seventh. Still 5-3 Augusta. Noah Dean sits him down 1-2-3. We go to the home half of the seventh after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon for baseball here in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. 5-3, the Green Jackets lead it over the Red Sox. Salem looking to rally and continue the comeback. Dropped a three-piece in the bottom of the sixth to make things so much more interesting. Esterlin Rodriguez on the hill now for his first full inning of work. Got the final out in the sixth. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Gilberto Jimenez, Mikey Romero, and Alexis Hernandez due up. All three of them with a hit today. Here's Gilberto Jimenez, the lefty, righty on lefty. First pitch on the way. He takes a fastball high, and the count is nothing and one. Gilberto, a switch hitter, batting lefty against a right-handed pitcher, was batting righty earlier in the day against a left-handed Keller and Braun. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball out into the gap in left center field with a read on it. On the track is Boucher. He makes the catch right at the wall for out number one.
Up next, the designated hitter, number eight.
Tough way to start. A fly out to left field on a well-hit baseball. Just not enough on it for Jimenez. Here's Mikey Romero, a hit back in the fourth. A really, really well-hit ball to the right field wall. It was kind of robbed of extra bases. He hit it so hard. 106 off the bat. You can hear the clank off the wall from all the way back here in the press box like it was right in front of us. And he was stopped at first pitch. Fastball taken high, 1-0. Mikey has walked today and flown out to left field as well. Rodriguez brings home the 1-0. Misses outside on a breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes for Mikey Romero. First-round draft pick last year for the Red Sox. Really playing with free money this year in a lot of ways. 2-0. Called a strike. Slider snaps right into the zone. Count now 2-1 for Romero. Missed the whole first half of the season and then some with a lower back injury. Now up here with the Salem Sox. Really can't wait for his first full season. 2-1. Misses outside. 3-1. Really, really excited to play next year and have the experience of an entire season as Romero calls time. 24th overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft out of San Diego, California. Three hits and 17 at-bats coming into today in the series. 3-1. Swing and a line drive out to right field with a read is Grady, and he makes the pinch on a well-hit line drive to right. 102 off the bat, and again, Mikey just cannot catch a break the last couple of weeks. What more do you want from the guy? Laces a ball 102 off the bat to right field. That's the kind of stuff that gets you called up, and unfortunately it's hit right to a right field defender. Two gone here in the bottom of the seventh for Alexis Hernandez. His hit came in the fourth as well. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Swing and a ripper on the ground down the third baseline. Gloved by Exposito. Tossed to first in time. That ends the inning on a 5-3 putout on the first pitch to Alexis Hernandez. Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the eighth. 5-3, Augusta leads it. Back after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3, the Green Jackets lead it over the Red Sox. Noah Dean back on the hill for the Sox as Salem was sat down very quickly by Estarlene Rodriguez. Went down 1-2-3 at the top of the order with Jimenez, Romero, and Hernandez retired. Ready to go 7-8-9 are the Augusta Green Jackets at their bottom of the order. Cade Kern leads us off. Former Ohio State Buckeye, 1-for-3 today. Had a base hit back in the second, ended up scoring, did Kern. Lefty on righty, infield playing in. down the right side with Albert Felice playing out at second, out at short. Here's the first pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner. The count nothing and one. Fastball. And Lionel James in a normal spot. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike again. 81 on a slider. Nothing and two for Kern. 267 on his young season. Dean Deals, the 0-2. Swing and a ripper foul down the left field line. Followed by about a half a foot. Looked like Lionel James was there anyways, and Kern stays alive at 0-2. Not a huge crowd on hand today, but this place was packed on Friday and Saturday. 0-2 to Kern. Swings and lifts it foul down the right field line. It tails into the seats. And Cade Kern continues to fight down 0-2. On deck, Jose De Leone in the 8-hole and Nick Clarno in the 9-hole. O-2 pitch. Fouled back. Line drive into the seats. Still 0-2. Just fought off a high and tight fastball. Red Sox got to play defense first and then find a way for the bats to come around. Only runs they've scored are in the sixth. They scored three. 0-2. Downstairs on a breaking ball. 1-2. Sox being out hit 11-5. They have three errors as well. 1-2. Breaking ball misses high. 2-2. Dean with a long look in. He kicks and deals. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball for out number one here in the top of the eighth. Massive strikeout for the confidence of Noah Dean, his third of the day. Jose De Leone, 1-for-3 with a double. Only extra base hit today for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball away, 0-1. Crazy that they have 11 and only one of them is for extra bases. Dean winds and fires. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, pitch misses low and away. 1-1. De Leone has also grounded out, flown out, and struck out looking. 1-1 on the way. High and tight, did he go around? An appeal, yes, Travis Brewer says he went. On a high and tight fastball, 1-2. 5-3, Augusta leads it here in the top of the eighth. One gone, nobody on for the Green Jackets. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a dribbler. Running to the ball is James. Third baseman bobbles it. He doesn't have a play. Boy, lost it on the exchange. Likely an infield single these days for Jose De Leone. Maybe a couple of years ago that was an error. Likely a base hit. And no, they give the Red Sox their fourth error. So I beg your pardon. It is an error on Lionel James. Was a routine play. Here's Nick Clarno. Lefty on righty. Pickoff over to first. Tripping, but diving in safely was De Leone. I mean, he really tripped. And his foot slid in the dirt on his way back, but he got there in time. One gone for Nick Clarno with a runner aboard. First pitch. Taken for a strike. Slider finds the zone. Nothing and one. No bullpen action for the Red Sox. All the faith in Noah Dean. Looking for an elongated relief appearance. 0-1. Misses down and away, 1-1. And that's kind of one of the bright things about having a typical starter coming out of the bullpen. You can really get some extra distance out of him, most likely. One one to Clarno. Here's the pitch. Nubbed foul. 1-2. Had dinosaur night on Friday. Military appreciation night last night on Saturday. Great crowds. Dean Deals, 1-2. Fouled back again by Clarno, the nine-hole hitter. On deck, top of the order, Ambioris Tavares, who has struck out twice. Augusta looking for what would be their first series victory since the month of May. Red Sox looking to salvage a split. One, two. Breaking ball just high, and, you know, I try not to do it, but that's a miss. That was well in the zone. And everybody agrees here, but according to the TrackMan data, the automated strike zone, that was well in the zone by more than a half a ball. That's a miss by William Ward. It's 2-2. The pitch. He cranks it out to right field. Running back is Hernandez. He makes the catch for out number two. A long at-bat results in a line out to right for Nick Clarno. We go to the top of the order with Ambioris Tavares. 1-for-3 today with a walk. Base hit in the sixth. 2 strikeouts. Was caught stealing at the plate back in the second. Lefty on, ready the pitch. Misses down and away on a fastball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Cranked right back up the middle. Scooped up by Ravello. Takes his time on a way to first. And gets the final out. So after an error, gets a base runner aboard first. Nothing going after that. Noah Dean standing strong. Bottom of the eighth after this. Red Sox looking for the offense to come around. Down 5-3. Down to their final 6 outs. Back after this in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3 your score. The Green Jackets lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Can the Red Sox bats come around? 4-5-6 due up in the batting order for the Sox. Luis Ravello was big in the sixth inning where the Red Sox scored 3. He had an RBI single. Here he is. Has 2 strikeouts on the night as well. He's 1-for-3. I could really go for a Luis Ravello home run right about now. Had one earlier in the series a few nights ago. It was a solo shot. First pitch to Ravello. He takes a breaking ball down and away, and the count 1-0. New pitcher in the ball game for the Green Jackets, Zach Austin, the righty on the hill. He deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. Zach Austin, brand new addition. Added to the roster on the 8th. Struck out the first batter that he faced in two-thirds innings work, I should say. The 1-1 misses upstairs. Count now 2-1. Did, however, give up 3 runs. Stranded 2. Here's the 2-1. Misses low and away on a fastball. 5-3, Augusta leads. 3 balls and a strike for Luis Ravello. Bottom of the 8th here in Salem. Nobody on, nobody out. 3-1. Misses outside. Fastball out of the zone. Ball 4. Luis Ravello with a leadoff walk here on just 5 pitches.
Now batting the catcher, number 26.
Brings up Ender Solita, hitless today for the Red Sox. The San Felipe Venezuelan native walked back in the 6th. He was hit home on a 2-RBI double from Marvin Alcantara. That was Marvin's first double-A hit. Single-A hit, I should say. First pitch. Misses inside, 1-0. Lita so far today has struck out swinging, flown out, and again, he has walked. Righty on righty, runner on first, the 1-0. Misses down and in, fastball at 96. Great velocity out of Zach Austin. Signed on as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Central Florida. Spent 2 years at UCF. 2-0, misses inside, 3-0. Spent 2 years at UCF after 2 years at Jefferson University, where he was a two-way player. He delivers the 3-0. Get me over strike is in there. 91 on a fastball right over the middle of the plate. Red light all day for Ender Solita. It's 3-1. Austin was a basketball and a baseball player. 3-1, misses down and away. Back-to-back 5-pitch walks for the Red Sox, and they have first and second. Tying run on first for Salem. Here's Lionel James digging in. James 0-for-2 today, was hit by a pitch back in the 6th. Big spot here. Back after 3 days missed due to injury. First pitch. Called a strike. Slider low in the zone. 0-1. Austin glances back. Deals the 0-1. Misses inside with a slider. Ball on his strike to Lionel James. Somehow the Red Sox, despite being out hit 11-5, and having 4 errors to Augusta's none, still in this thing. Tying run on first. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a low fastball. 1-2. On deck, Marvin Alcantara, who was hitless all week until his 2-RBI double in the 6th. 1-2 to James. Downstairs, breaking ball misses, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss. He got him to go around on a low breaking ball for the first out, first strikeout for Zach Austin. Here's Marvin Alcantara. Righty on righty, has runners on first and second. Sox trail 5-3. First pitch. Taken inside. Slider out of the zone, 1-0. Austin brings home the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him to go around on a low fastball, 1-1. Half-hearted swing by Alcantara. Asihen on deck, Feliz after him. Big Al with three strikeouts. 1-1. Half-hearted swing and appeal. They'll say he went 1-2. Yep, slider fooled him down and away. It was the right call, no doubt. 1-2. Misses down. 2-2. Been such a crazy series all series long with wild games at the beginning. Then you had such a pitcher's duel on Friday night. 2-2 to Alcantara. Called strike three. Ring him up on a fastball on the outside corner. Back-to-back Ks from Zach Austin, the former UCF Knight. And there's two gone with runners on first and second here for the Sox in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Albertson Asihen, walked in the sixth, struck out twice today as well. And for guys that have been really strong at the bottom of the order, this has become a soft spot of the lineup today. First pitch. Called a strike. 87 on a slider, rips through the zone, nothing in one. Albertson Asihen on the verge of breaking a seven-game hitting streak. If he can't find one here. 0-1. Check swing. Pitch misses high. And field umpire Travis Brewer says he went. Boy, I don't know about that. Nothing in two. Two gone. First and second. Massive spot for Asihen. 0-2 pitch. He swings. Rips it into right field for a base hit. Luis Ravello stops at third. The throw home was a dart from Grady, so good thing Ravello did so. But a huge base hit for Albertson Asihen to load the bases. Brings up Big Al at the bottom of the order. Feliz 0-3 today. The Golden Sombrero with a trifecta of strikeouts, all of which he swung and missed. Has not faced Zach Austin yet today, though. Has been struck out by Braun, Keller, and Rodriguez, not by Austin. Righty on righty, first pitch. High fastball misses, 1-0. And boy, if you haven't seen the scouting report, I would not suggest a high fastball to Big Al. That is his pitch to hit. Bases loaded, two gone. Sox trail by two, the 1-0. Misses inside. 91 on a fastball. Shimmies Big Al off the plate. 2-0. A walk would do just fine as well to bring in a run. Austin with a long look in. Brings home the 2-0. Misses outside on a fastball. Three balls and no strikes for Albert Feliz. Had the two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth to put the Red Sox ahead a couple of nights ago. Can he do it again here? 3-0. Misses. No, late strike call. Feliz even thought he had a walk. William Ward calls it a strike. It was the right call. Breaking ball inside. It's 3-1. Just found the inside corner. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a low slider. Throw down to third. They got Lionel James. Oh, he was too far off the bag. He was completely napping, and that ends the inning. So Feliz will be up again. What a tough way to leave the bases loaded for the Red Sox. Technically, it only leaves two. That is absolutely brutal. And it remains 5-3, Augusta leads. We go to the top of the ninth. Augusta up by a pair of runs. Back after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, just as we thought, our In the Dirt player of the game, Luis Ravello, with the In the Dirt Award for Play of the Day. Brought to you by John Deere. Had a really sharp play over at second base. Kind of ranged to his left. Backhanded scoop. Jump throw over to first. That was back in the sixth inning. Good stuff out of Luis Ravello. We go to the top of the ninth. 5-3, Augusta leads it over the Salem Red Sox. Out hitting the Red Sox 11-6. Salem, 4 errors. Augusta, 0. And somehow, still in this ball game. Cam McGee to lead us off in the top of the ninth. They'll go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Noah Dean still on the hill. The only second arm tonight for the Red Sox. First pitch. Misses down and away on a fastball. Action to the bullpen. Jonathan Brand warming up for the Red Sox. The closer, Noah Dean, the 1-0. Called his strike on the outside corner. Fastball paints it. 1-1. Just looking to get these Sox to a bottom of the ninth. Here's the 1-1 to McGee. Former Washington State Cougar looks at a strike. Breaking ball on the inner half. 1-2. Salem almost stranded. The bases loaded. A pickoff down to third. Ended the inning. 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. What a pitch from Noah Dean. One down here in the top of the ninth. It's strikeout number 4 on the evening for Dean. Brings up E.J. Exposito, the righty. Dangerous bat, singled earlier today, homered yesterday. First pitch. He looks at a ball downstairs. Slider out of the zone, 1-0. Lieta tried his best to frame it up. Too far below the knees. 1-0 brought home. Called strike on the inner half. A fastball's there, 1-1. On deck, Will Verdung, followed by P.O. Boucher. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. 83 on a breaking ball, 2-1. 4 errors for the Sox, many of which came early on in the game. 2-0. Breaking ball high. 3-1. My apologies. Dean delivers the 3-1. Called a strike on the inner half. Fastball's in there. 3-2, full count for E.J. Exposito. Pair of strikeouts and a base hit in the first. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a chopper foul down the left field line. And still alive is Exposito. 50 RBIs this season for the Green Jackets. Best for the Red Sox is 40 out of Lionel James. Three, two on the way. Swing and a fly ball. Tails foul down the right field line. Due up in the home half for the Red Sox. Bottom of the ninth, it'll be 9-1-2. Feliz Jimenez Romero. Here's the 3-2. Fouled back. Exposito continues to fight with one gone, nobody on here in the top of the ninth. E.J. Exposito had the insurance yesterday that was crucial. 2-run homer in the ninth inning in a spot very similar to this. Red Sox scored 4 in the bottom of the ninth, still lost by 1. 3-2. Breaking ball outside. Full count walk for Exposito. What an at-bat. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. Here's Will Verdung, 2-for-4 today. A tough bat to have in right now if you're the Sox. Both of them base hits. was brought home on a throwing error, one of four errors for the Red Sox today. First pitch to the righty. Called a strike on the inside corner. 93 on a fastball, nothing and one. Jonathan Brandt still warming up in the bullpen for the Sox. Will he be needed? Runner on first, one gone. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. Great play by Anderso Lira to get there and avoid a wild pitch that would have put a runner in scoring position as Dean grabs a little bit of rosin, tosses it back down to the dirt on the hill, and a long look in here for a 1-1. He nods his head, picks off over to first, and standing up safely is EJ Exposito. Last night, the Red Sox did have late magic in the bottom of the ninth. Scored four, like I mentioned. Comeback was cut off just short. Needed five to tie. Runner goes 1-1. Pitch called a strike, and Lira just hangs onto it. So a stolen base for EJ Exposito. And the count is 1-2. Fastball at the knees. And here's another situation where with two strikes, the batter calls time. I mean, it just feels like routine nowadays with the pitch clock. Mike Heller really pointed that out earlier today, former minor league umpire that we had on the air with strikes for Tykes. Runner on second, one gone, top of the ninth, 1-2. Swung on and chopped foul down the left field line. Still 1-2 for Will Verdung. 5-3 the score, Augusta leading by a pair of runs, and you look back. Salem left the bases loaded last time around in the eighth, essentially. A pickoff over at third did end the inning, so technically they only left two. 1-2, runner goes again. Swinging a fly ball out to deep center field, staying in the yard. Jimenez makes the catch, throws down to second, and back there in time is EJ Exposito. They still get the second out, though. Red Sox need just one more to give the offense a chance here in the bottom of the ninth. Pierre-Olivier Boucher digs in, P.O. as they call him. RBI single in the first to get the scoring going early. Hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Base hit in the fifth. He was thrown out at the plate. Dean Deals, first pitch. Misses down and away on a breaking ball, 1-0. Struck out in the seventh as well. He's 2-for-3 on the day. 263 hitter. Two RBI for the Southern Illinois product. Pickoff over to second, and boy, Alcantara wasn't even close to covering. Almost looked like Dean had lost his balance and needed to disengage to not give up a balk. He looks in. Lefty on lefty. One of four lefties in the lineup for the Green Jackets. 1-0 on the way. Fastball sizzles in there on the outside corner, 1-1. This would be a massive out with a runner in scoring position here in the top of the ninth. One-one, runner goes, breaking ball, called strike, throw to third, off target. Pulled Lionel James too far off the bag. It was in time, but it was so far off target he had to run to the ball and couldn't turn and tag in time. So it's another stolen base for EJ Exposito. He's 90 feet away from an insurance run. Ball and a pair of strikes. Lefty on lefty. Two gone. Runner on third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball right by him to end the top of the ninth. Massive jam escaped by Noah Dean, leaving a runner on third. Can the Red Sox bats find a way? Maybe a little bit of magic for the Sox in the bottom of the ninth. They trail by two. It's 5-3. We go to the home half of the ninth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at
at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here in Salem. 5-3, the Green Jackets lead, but the bottom of the ninth has been kind to the Red Sox throughout this series. Last night they scored four, were just one run shy of tying the ball game. And just late in these games this series, the Red Sox have been fantastic. Albert Feliz with a two-run go-ahead shot in the bottom of the eighth a few days back for a 9-8 Salem Red Sox victory. Ninth inning, two base hits for the Red Sox a couple of days before that. Something about the ninth inning where the Red Sox offense has just clicked this week. Despite that, though, it's a 3-2 series lead for the Augusta Green Jackets. They are looking to win their first series since the month of May. Have not won four games in a six-game set since all the way back in the middle of May. Albert Feliz, the nine-hole hitter, leads us off. We go 9-1-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, he swings and misses on a fastball down and in. Nothing and one. 5-3 the score. Augusta leads, out-hitting the Red Sox 11-6. 0-1. Down and away on a breaking ball. Ball and a strike for Albert Feliz. New pitcher on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, their closer, Shea Shaneman. On the hill, he kicks and deals. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball high into the air out into left field. Not deep enough. Back there to make the catch is Boucher in left. There's one gone here in the bottom of the ninth. Fly out to left field. Sits down Albert Feliz. He's struck out three times. Now he flies out, drops to 0-4 on the day. We go to the top of the order, Gilberto Jimenez, and this is where the bats have been good for the Red Sox. This chunk of the order, Jimenez, Romero, Hernandez. This has been the bright spot today. Six hits for the Red Sox, many of which have come in the first four hitters. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Check swing. And it's called a strike anyway. 94 on a fastball that finds the zone. Nothing and one. 1-4 today. 0-1. Called a strike again. Slider rips right through the middle of the zone. Nothing and two. Gilberto's hit came in the first. He stole a bag as well. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out in three pitches with a slider down and in. That's tough. First strikeout of the day here for Shea Shaneman. Out of Hastings, Nebraska. Played his college ball at the University of Nebraska in the Big Ten. Tall righty. Here's Mikey Romero. Blasted one, 106 off the bat. First pitch. Misses inside on a fastball, 1-0. And he hit it so hard to the right field fence, it clanked off the wall so hard, it was only good enough for a single. 1-0. Misses down and in again with a fastball, 2-0. Red Sox down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by two. Mikey has walked, hit, lined out, and flown out. 2-0. Called a strike. Sliders in there, 2-1. Mikey calls time, steps out. Maybe a little bit of magic in these yellow gloves for Romero. A nod to the City Connect that the Boston Red Sox have worn all week. One today over the Tigers, 2-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball down below the knees. And the Red Sox down to their final strike with Mikey Romero. San Diego native, last year's first round pick. 2-2. Hit him. Hit him on the foot. He hobbles to first with a smile. Base runner for the Sox, tying run at the plate now, and Alexis Hernandez almost feels in so many ways due for a home run. Base hit earlier today in the fourth. Has three on the year, all of which, though, came in his first couple of weeks here. Can he drive in the tying run? First pitch. Swing and a chopper. Hard hit to the third baseman, Exposito. Gloves, fires to first in time. It ends the ball game. 5-3, the final score. Augusta wins their first series since the month of May. They do it here against the Red Sox. They win four out of this six-game set, all of which were won by two or less runs. So slim wins throughout the entire series. Nevertheless, they get the job done. Boy, that's tough for the Red Sox. Just a tough way to do it. Somehow still in the ball game, despite being out hit 11-6, and despite the Red Sox having four errors and the Augusta Green Jackets not having any. Somehow Salem still had a chance. Just couldn't get the bats going in the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, the team's on the road next. They take a road trip coming up. Then we'll be back home in a couple of weeks against the Fredericksburg Nationals. They'll be back in town. Next thing you know, the season coming to an end before we know it here pretty quickly. Take a look at some of the box score stats today. When you look at the final tally, you know, not a terrible start out of Jedickson Paez for the Red Sox. Not what we're used to seeing him deal. He did give up 10 hits, 5 runs, only 3 of them earned, but he struck out 8. Again, usually so much better than that typically. Dean was pretty solid. He was the only other arm that threw for the Red Sox. So you really went with 2 starters today. He went 4 innings, gave up just 1 hit, 2 walks, dealt 6 strikeouts. Definitely one of his best performances of this season, no doubt. Nevertheless, it's a 5-3 final score win for the Augusta Green Jackets. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. It was a fun one. Next home game will be Tuesday, August 22nd here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch will be 7.05 p.m. The Fred Nats will be in town, maybe, just maybe. Dylan Cruz will still be hanging out with that club over in Fredericksburg. It was a fun week. We appreciate you as always. 5-3 the final score. Augusta wins it. For everybody that makes the magic happen in the room to my right, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon. For Mike Heller with Strikes for Tykes, who joined us earlier, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good evening from Salem.
Diamond Baseball Holdings and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.